Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrives in Tokyo tonight, kicking off his first official visit to Asia. He'll be visiting Japan, South Korea, and China. His trip comes at a volatile time for the region. Last week, North Korea carried out its second ballistic missile test in just a month, just as the U.S. deployed its own missile system across the border in South Korea. That's called Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD. Well, for more, we're joined now by Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh. Hi there, Jim.
Hi.
Okay, so first of all, it looks like, are we seeing a significant military buildup along the North and South Korea border?
Well, I would say yes, but this is something that started more than 10 years ago. Both sides, South Korea and North Korea, are looking to augment their forces and their capabilities. Some 7 years ago, going back to 2010, in the case of South Korea, since then it has massively improved its ability to hit targets throughout North Korea. It vies with Saudi Arabia to be the number one or number two arms buyer in the world. And of course, we certainly hear a lot recently about North Korea's tests. They are exploring every possible platform as well as their nuclear program.
But let's talk for another second about this latest ballistic missile test by North Korea. Does it signify a turning point, or how significant are they?
No, I mean, I think it means more progress. To put it into context, North Korea had more than 20 tests last year. So, it's no surprise they're testing, and no one should be surprised when they continue testing.
Are these regional ballistic missiles? Does it hint to ICBM capability?
No. It looks like it's a variant of the Scud, an intermediate range, or rather medium range missile that could be aimed at South Korea or Japan. Obviously, it came close to in some cases, Japanese waters. But it's not an ICBM. I know everyone focuses on intercontinental ballistic missiles as sort of the definition of threat. When they have that, boy, that's when we really got to worry. I think that emphasis is misplaced. First of all, I think it's not going to happen for a while. They haven't even flight tested a reentry vehicle, and you can't have an ICBM without a reentry vehicle. And I see no signs of that happening. But more importantly, we have tens of thousands of American soldiers in South Korea, in Japan. Were North Korea to attack them with a nuclear weapon, I'm pretty sure we're going to think that that's an attack on the United States, and that constitutes war and would be a horrific outcome. So I think that day of is it time to start worrying about the situation? That time has already arrived, and we don't have to worry for an ICBM. Wait for an ICBM to do that.
Okay, Jim. So in that case, this U.S. deployed missile system in South Korea, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. Based on what you said, it sounds like it's come along just in time.
Well, first of all, congratulations for saying that very difficult phrase twice and getting it right both times. Well, I guess it's what you make of it. Missile defenses tend to be designed for a particular missile type, maybe not so good against others. This is a system that has not been tested in wartime. I think, let me draw back and make the more general point. When I go across the U.S. and lecture or talk to media people, I get a sense that people think we have a magic answer, a magic defense to a nuclear attack. And we don't. We never have. That's the definition of the nuclear revolution. In the millennia that preceded 1945, defense, building a moat, a castle wall, whatever, seemed like a good idea. They call it a nuclear revolution because there is no defense against nuclear weapons. I just think we've been talking about missile defense for so long, people seem to believe it exists.
Okay, but yet this system has been deployed in South Korea, and the Chinese are not happy about it. I mean, I take your point.
Yes.
The Defense Department obviously differs because they put it out there.
Well, it can be for different purposes. It can be for reassurance, if you think that's going to calm your ally down. It can be to make your adversary think that you have something you might be able to do. But again, yes, we have had THAAD now in South Korea, also Turkey and the United Arab Emirates. Never been used, right? Designed for one thing, what happens if your adversary has decoys or countermeasures? I don't think we should be putting our eggs in the missile defense basket when it comes to nuclear weapons.
Okay. I take your point, and yet we have, to a certain degree.
Yes.
Never been used. Ideally, that's the point as well, to serve as a deterrent. Do you think it's effective at all as a deterrent against North Korea?
Well, this is a case where the North Koreans think they're deterring us, our so-called hostile policy, and that we want regime change. And we're saying we're deterring them because they do these terrible things and are threatening our allies. I don't think it's going to change North Korean behavior. And they're working on submarine launch missiles for which THAAD would do very little. China is concerned, to get back to your question, because that radar is going to go straight into China.
The radar used by the THAAD system.
Exactly. So imagine if the Chinese put a radar in Canada and looked at our missile silos in North Dakota. They're worried that this is the leading, bleeding edge, and there'll be more advanced systems in the future, or they'll pick up data. The U.S. will have data that will put their system at risk. So they and the Russians are concerned about it.
All right. So in the last couple seconds we have, Jim, it occurs to me that we started this conversation noting that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is actually going to be in the region. South Korea has got a bit of a power vacuum right now because of an investigation into the president there. So what do you think Tillerson needs to do on this trip to reassure allies in the region?
I think he needs to act like a normal person, reassure our friends that we're normal and not crazy back here. We're going to take our time. We'll wait for the South Koreans to have their election. We're not going to act precipitously and go off and do something when our main ally doesn't have leadership. I think it's a very tenuous time in the region. We have a new president. They don't have a president. Kim Jong-un is acting in a very shocking way in some ways with that VX and withholding the Malaysians hostage, essentially. It's a very difficult time. I hope people slow it down, give everyone a chance to get their teams in place, and then think about the problem.
It's going to be hard to see, to know if he does that or not, given that he's not taking a regular press pool with him. But Jim Walsh, here and now security analyst, thanks as always.
Thank you.